Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After Adam and Eve more or less confessed to their wrongdoing, God had some earth-shaking things to say. He had already told them, quote, "The day that you eat of it," that is the forbidden fruit, "you shall surely die." Obviously, they didn't die physically right then, although their bodies began deteriorating, and it's been downhill ever since. But what happened was far more serious. Death in the Bible does not mean annihilation, but separation. They were severed from the life of God. This death was not an arbitrary punishment. It was simply the consequence of the human race cutting itself off from their creator. Back in ancient history, we all had landline phones. If there was no dial tone, we said the phone was dead. That didn't mean we had a funeral in the back garden for Ma Bell. It meant there was a break in the line, and we needed a repairman to reconnect us. So it is with us. On April 8, 1966, Time magazine printed a cover with the words, "Is God Dead?" emblazoned in red. But that's like the story of Mark Twain. When his obituary was mistakenly published in a London newspaper, he replied to the New York Journal, "The report of my death was an exaggeration." It isn't God who is dead. The problem is at the other end of the line. In Ephesians 2:1, Paul states that without Christ we are all, quote, "dead in trespasses and sins." But the Lord Jesus became the heavenly repairman, sent to provide a way that we could be reconciled or reconnected to God. What was the sentence? In a most shocking statement, God first addressed the serpent, the devil. And what did he say? Amazingly, it was a wonderful promise. Someone called the seed of the woman one day would be able to crush that enemy once and for all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.